Now, during this period of the lockdown, as we've been mentioning over the last few days, it can give us quite a lot of time, spare time, and time to indulge in hobbies. And a thing that I used to be absolutely entranced with in when I was growing up was models and models of cars and perhaps fairgrounds. And my dad built models out of Meccano. And Nigel Lim, he lives in Lincolnshire, and he's been indulging in some of his models. Hi, Nigel.
Hello, Simon. How are you doing? I hope you and all the listeners are coping in this crazy, crazy, unprecedented times.
Yeah, well, we're all just hanging out together. I'm in my living room right
Yeah,
now.
yeah, yeah.
I won't tell you what I'm wearing. Anyway, now, models. Tell us a bit about your models because you've got some quite special ones.
I have got some special models, yeah. And can I just say, first of all, Simon, my dad made all my models that I've got. And sadly, he unexpectedly passed away 8 weeks today. So we've had a massive thing going off. But yeah,
Sorry, Nigel.
so I've got various models, and I've got from 1/24 scale vintage fairground rides, which are fully working, and I display them at fairground model shows. I've got model steam engines, and my dad converted the Interact to run on compressed air because I can't have steam really. I don't want to blow myself up or anything or burn my hands. I run them on compressed air, and then the other selection of models that I've got are called Stirling hot air engines, and they was invented in 1816 to go against steam. And by Dr. Reverend Robert Stirling from Scotland. So I've got kind of three distinct sections of models, and as I say, all made by my dad.
Something nice to remember your dad with every time you take them out.
Well, that's right. I took over my mum and dad showed these models since about 1981 round at steam engine rallies, and probably 12 years ago when mum and dad retired from doing it, I took over the mantle of that. So I went all over the country. I've been up top at country, bottom at country, left and right at country, displaying all my dad's models. Obviously, while he was alive, he loved seeing me displaying these models. And can I just say two things? 2018, I was displaying my models at Boston Model Fair Show, and I actually won Best in Show with one of my dad's models. And that was a model of the 1929 Wall of Death, which you all know that I've subsequently been with the Wall of Death. Last year, I went on tour with them and learnt to ride the motorbike. And another thing is, in 1997, Heartbeat, obviously the drama on telly, featured a Wall of Death, and it was the same Wall of Death that I went on tour with. Anyway, in the director's office, the director said, "Could you get hold of a model Wall of Death so we can do some filming inside just to see what light is and everything like that?" And Ken said, "Yeah, I can get you one of them." And the one that he got was one of the models that my dad had built. So one of my dad's models was used in the director's office of Heartbeat. So obviously these were very proud moments, without him realizing, you know.
You obviously, a lot of people know this. You had a very bad accident in a speedway crash a few years ago, and you've sustained a brain injury. How does that impact on your models now then?
Well, greatly, of course, but I use magnifying glasses. I don't repair them, but because I can't repair them, I mean, luckily they're still working, you know. But because I knew what they were before my accident, I kind of know how they work, and I can put that framework. I can use that framework to do bits and bobs. I just enjoy them. I know how to plug them in. I know how to put the compressor on, but I love the sound of mechanics, and I love the feel of mechanics. I love the smell of mechanics. It excites me, and I've got some Mammod engines, which some of your older listeners, dare I say, that might remember. We used to have them as kids in the 70s and 60s. They used to put water in the boiler out of the kettle, and then put some meth in a burner, light it up and have them running around, you know. So I've got a collection of them which I've had out running.
Don't try that at home.
No, that's right. I mean, it's crazy because when we was kids, it was commonplace, whereas now, blinking, you know, the health and safety of it is incredible.
Well, Nigel, really sorry to hear about the loss of your dad, but glad to see you're keeping busy, and we will catch up with you very soon.
Yeah, okay then. Thanks a lot, Simon. Cheers.